You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Today is Monday, December 20th. We'll explain why some American hospitals are struggling even before the new variant of COVID-19 takes hold. We also have updates about policies at work and school. And the final votes of 2021, what Congress did and did not get done before the holiday break. Plus, popular hair care products recalled, viral food trends that you can actually order, and what brought huge crowds back to movie theaters even more than before the pandemic. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy, all the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. New COVID-19 cases are surging in the United States. Public health experts blame the new variant Omicron and think it may push the number of new infections to their highest level yet. Initial data did show Omicron may cause more mild cases of COVID-19. But even if that is true, Delta is still the dominant variant right now. And with Omicron spreading fast, it is possible the sheer numbers will overwhelm hospitals. Already, COVID-related hospitalizations have gone up about 20% in the last 2 weeks. And in some parts of the country, hospitals are overwhelmed. In the last month, more than 90 cities around the U.S. had hospitals with intensive care units at 100% capacity or more. When you compare the current numbers to this time last year, roughly the same number of cities had busy ICUs. But this time, a lot more of the beds are being filled with patients who do not have COVID-19. Doctors think many of the non-COVID patients are more sick, though, because they delayed care earlier in the pandemic. On top of that, hospitals are now dealing with more severe staffing shortages. President Biden is meeting with his COVID-19 response team this week. And tomorrow, he's expected to address the nation to share what he knows about the Omicron variant. President Biden scored a legal win recently that could impact your workplace. Remember how he's been pushing for a new mandate for all American businesses with 100 or more employees? It's the one that says those companies need to make sure their workers are either vaccinated or tested weekly. A court blocked that mandate last month. But over the weekend, an appeals court reinstated it. So now it is set to go into effect in February. That is, unless the U.S. Supreme Court rules against it. A mix of Republican state attorneys general, conservative advocacy groups, and business owners made an appeal to the high court. So stay tuned. Even with COVID-19 spreading, health officials are focused on keeping as many children in school as possible. The CDC is now endorsing a test-to-stay policy. So what that means is when a kid comes in contact with someone who had COVID-19, they should not have to immediately quarantine. Instead, they can get tested at least twice in the week after they've been exposed. And if they never test positive, they can stay in schools. The CDC says this policy can apply whether students are vaccinated or not. Still, the CDC suggests students wear masks and stay distanced from each other. And of course, if kids feel sick, experts say they should stay home. Speaking of kids, it seems parents will have to wait a little longer before their children 5 and under can get a COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer says 2 doses of its small kid-sized vaccine did not work as well in the younger age group as researchers had expected. So they're adding a 3rd shot to the regimen to see how that goes. But that means it'll be a little while. Pfizer is still hoping it can get enough good data to the FDA in the first half of 2022, but probably not until the spring. For now, at least, the vaccines are only authorized for Americans older than 5. Unfortunately, the world is dealing with another deadly natural disaster. This time, it was a typhoon that hit the Philippines. At least 208 people died. Hundreds more were seriously hurt. Rescue teams describe scenes of complete carnage in the aftermath. This is actually the 15th typhoon to hit the Philippines this year. But this one was especially bad because it packed winds of up to 160 miles an hour. For now, the estimated cost of damage is about $4.2 million. Latin America's wealthiest country has just elected a new leader. Gabriel Boric won Chile's presidential election. He promised his government will improve public health care and education. He also promised to fight climate change while expanding rights to Native peoples and LGBTQ people. Boric is only 35 years old, meaning he'll be Chile's youngest leader in history. But Boric said, quote, "I am going to be the president of all Chileans." Back in the U.S., American lawmakers confirmed more than 36 of President Biden's nominees right before they left for the holiday recess. Most of the nominees are now taking on roles as ambassadors. Notably, Rahm Emanuel was confirmed as the U.S. ambassador to Japan. If his name sounds familiar, that's because he used to be Chicago's mayor and former President Obama's chief of staff. The ambassadors to Ireland, Spain, Vietnam, Somalia, the European Union, and many more were also confirmed. The Senate also approved 10 more federal judges. And that gave President Biden a political milestone, the most judges confirmed in a president's first year since President Reagan 4 decades ago. 40 of his judge picks have now been confirmed since January. And many of those nominees were confirmed firsts. For example, the first Muslim-American federal judge and the first openly lesbian judge to serve on any federal court. The Biden administration has also made it a point to nominate not just corporate attorneys, but also public defenders and civil rights attorneys. Still, the president did not get everything done he wanted to before the holiday recess. Remember, Biden also wanted Congress to pass his roughly $2 trillion social spending and climate package by the end of this year. But that is now not happening. Remember, no Republicans are expected to vote for that bill, so Biden needs every Senate Democrat on board. And one moderate Democrat is still a holdout. So it looks like negotiators might have to go back to the drawing board in the new year. All right, we have much more news still coming up, but first let's take a quick break to thank our new sponsor, Charles Schwab. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tomorrow may look nothing like today. But Schwab knows that successful financial planning can help propel net worth by 2.7 times. That's why Schwab offers a variety of easy, flexible financial planning options that can rise to meet any of life's many curveballs. Whether it's making a complimentary retirement plan online or chatting directly with a financial consultant, anyone can look forward to planning with Schwab. Learn more at schwab.com/plan. That's Schwab, you know the name, S-C-H-W-A-B, schwab.com/plan. Heads up if you love dry shampoo. Dozens of dry shampoos and conditioners are now recalled because they have too much of the cancer-causing chemical benzene. The recall names 32 different spray products under familiar brands like Pantene, Ozzy, Herbal Essence, Hair Food, and Waterless, all made in the United States. Procter & Gamble says it's pulling the products out of an abundance of caution, and so far there have not been any reports of major problems because of the issue. P&G also pulled certain Old Spice and Secret spray deodorants last month. To find out if your spray is part of this latest recall, check the product code on the bottom of your can and see if it's listed on the FDA's website. We'll link to the page in our episode notes. JP Morgan Chase will pay what's thought to be the largest ever fine for breaking federal record-keeping laws. The SEC fined the big bank $125 million for letting employees use personal phones, email accounts, and messaging apps like WhatsApp to work on official business. Under federal law, banks are supposed to keep detailed records of business between brokers and clients so regulators can keep an eye on those transactions. But the SEC says the bank's Wall Street division kept information from SEC staff for extended periods of time and sometimes permanently. JP Morgan Chase is also facing a separate $75 million fine from another banking regulator for the bookkeeping failures. So far, JP Morgan Chase has not commented. But reports say the bank did admit to the widespread record-keeping failures and agreed to a review of its policies as part of these settlements. It seems a battle between Disney and Google's YouTube TV has come to an end. The two media giants reached a deal after a 2-day outage. Over the weekend, you could not find any Disney-owned channels on YouTube TV. Think ESPN, local ABC channels, FX, National Geographic, and more. The two companies were renegotiating a contract about how much Google should have to pay Disney to carry its content. And as you might expect, each side blamed the other. But the new deal means YouTube TV customers should now have access to Disney's programming once again. And they'll get a $15 discount for the disruption. Outages like this happen every so often when it's time for content providers, both streaming and cable, to renew their deals. But this was the first major blackout for Google's video streaming service. Some of the most popular content on TikTok is about food. So now the video-focused social media app is getting into the real world of food delivery. Yes, TikTok partnered with a company called Virtual Dining Concepts to launch TikTok kitchen locations across the United States. They're delivery only and starting in March. Virtual Dining Concepts, aka VDC, has backed both celebrity and no-celeb restaurants before. For example, it was behind Mr. Beast Burger, which was launched last year by YouTube star Jimmy Donaldson. Now VDC says about 300 TikTok restaurants are planned for the launch, and more than 1,000 are expected by the end of 2022. The TikTok kitchen menu will be based on the app's most viral food trends, like baked feta pasta, which was the most Googled dish of 2021. The menu will rotate quarterly, given how fast viral content comes and goes on the app. TikTok says creators who inspire those viral recipes will receive part of the proceeds. There looks to be no stopping Peter Parker, not even the pandemic. Spider-Man No Way Home scored the third best opening weekend in cinematic history with a whopping $253 million across North America. Only the last two Avengers movies, Endgame and Infinity War, had higher debuts. Of course, that means the newest Spider-Man also shattered all pandemic box office records, too. And the highly anticipated Marvel superhero movie may pick up even more momentum over the next 2 weekends, thanks to the Christmas vacation for schools. And that's it for your main news today. So now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, this episode is brought to you by Ritual. When it comes to something that I put in my body every single day, I want to know that I can trust the ingredients and that it's doing what it's supposed to do. That's why I appreciate that Ritual has invested in gold standard university-led research for its vitamins. For example, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was shown to increase vitamin D levels and omega-3 DHA levels in 12 weeks, helping to fill common nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. Ritual has also committed to third-party testing from places like the Non-GMO Project. So all of that makes me feel great about taking Ritual vitamins as part of my daily routine. On top of that, Ritual's vitamins are fresh tasting and they never upset my stomach. They're also convenient. I only need to take 2 pills once a day. And when I'm ready for more, my vitamins show up at my doorstep so I never run out. And right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. Now back to Money Monday. If you're thinking about spoiling your true love with 12 days of Christmas gifts, just like the classic song, expect to pay more than ever before. The total cost of everything, from the partridge in a pear tree on day one to the 12 drummers drumming on day 12, would cost you more than $41,000. And that's more than $2,000 more than 2019. The financial services firm PNC Bank measures the cost of all the items in the song every year. And it sort of tells the story of inflation. The most expensive items on the list are the 7 swans of swimming, coming in at $13,000. But to be fair, those have always been expensive. All in all, the biggest jump this year is the cost of some of the other exotic birds. We're talking about the 6 geese a-laying, 2 turtle doves, and 3 French hens. Those prices went up more than 40% because of higher food and labor expenses. It seems the only part of the song that costs about the same now as in 2019 is the 8 maids a-milking, since the federal minimum wage has stayed the same. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.